G'day, Marty.
G'day.
How are you?
I'm doing really great.
Nice, you nice.
Know, it's just a day of promo.
Yeah.
For the new album release, trying to figure out how to do things from home.
It's the new way, isn't it? We've all got to work out how to do things from home now.
I know. I'm learning a lot. You know what I'm relying on
yeah.
a lot is YouTube.
Do you know what? Yes.
Kind of light yourself on a, you know.
Yes, yeah. YouTube is the save of the day. I tell you, I use YouTube a lot on how to do this or how to use Zoom or how do I make this work to make this happen. It's so good.
It is so good. Yeah, I had to learn to do my own hair and makeup and lighting and all
yeah.
kinds of stuff.
Oh, plenty of torches. That's fine.
Cook a chicken.
Yep. Hey, wonderful to have you on the show. And thanks so much for your time.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
What a big, incredible career for the Cheeks. There's 13 Grammys. I've worked out that that's four each, but who gets the fifth one? Because
well,
that's not
right. They send you multiple Grammys, so we don't have to fight over them. But
do they really?
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, so you all have pretty much 13 each.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, I'm not the kind of person that wants to display them anywhere. So it's hard to know what to do with them. Wouldn't that be just a little ostentatious just to have your Grammys on your above your fireplace or something?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel right.
It'd be a bit weird. You get the guests coming over. It's like, yes, I'm Marty from the Cheeks and they're my Grammys.
Awkward.
Well, congratulations. The new album. It's 14 years. Your fifth studio album is coming. Why so long?
It's all Natalie's fault.
Oh, here we go. The blame game's on.
He's not on. You know, whoever's absent has to take the hit. So
yeah.
They can't be here to defend themselves. No, I think if Emily and I had our way, we would have been continuing to work. We definitely needed, I'd say, 1 to 2 years off.
Yeah.
But I got a little nervous around year three.
Yeah.
And my kids were still quite young, so
yeah.
I was able to bring them on the road with me. But her boys are a little older,
yeah.
and she was feeling like she needed to be home and being a mom and being there when they got home from school, et cetera, which
yeah.
I understand. So that's kind of how it went. We have nine children between the three of us.
Wow.
And that's a lot of kiddos to think about,
yeah.
you know, what's best for all of them.
Does that change the way that you have come together, back together to release the album and the music is now that you're mums and you're enjoying that amazing life? Has that brought you three close together more than what you were?
Well, I feel like we were brought together when we started having children.
Cause, yeah.
You know, we were just, you know, rocking each other's babies backstage,
yeah.
playing with their babies. And I was jealous because I was a little late to start having a family. I feel like their kids are akin to me for sure. Even though Natalie and I aren't blood.
Yeah.
We love each other's children and feel like our own in a way.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's hard to go on the road as three women with so many children and make it work. It's harder on our entourage, too,
yeah.
You know, rolling in the big carts for the playroom with all the toys and all the stuff to keep them distracted. And, you know, it's a lot for everybody. So it was that 14 years, I have to say, looking back,
yeah,
I'm happy that
wow.
we did that.
What's it like now getting back into the studio? We're moving to the present time of 2019, 2020. We're going into the studio. What is that like now with the three of you going, let's do this. Let's release some more music, a new album. Tell us behind the scenes of that. What is that like?
We had a lot of fun. I mean,
yeah.
it was a little nerve-wracking thinking, you know, we have one more record on Sony. Let's just get her done, as they say in Texas. And, it was hard. It's like, what do we have to say this time? Are we going to still, you know, have our chops together, because not all of us are willing to practice on a daily basis or even a weekly basis.
Yeah.
And I'm raising my own hand here. You know, are we rusty, so to speak? What will we want to say collectively? Who will produce us? You know, there were so many what ifs.
Right.
And but also just feeling like, okay, well, let's just try it out. Anything we, you know, we don't have to release anything. We can just kind of see how it goes. And once we met our producer, Jack Antonoff, we felt so comfortable, and we felt like he was so enthusiastic. My God, I feel like he was the biggest Chicks fan of all. And he even knew our deep tracks on our individual records.
Really?
He knew Natalie's solo record backwards and forwards. He knew Courtyard Hounds backwards and forwards. And so either he had done his homework just to impress us, or he truly was a fan of us individually as well as collectively. I like to think that he was a true fan, but I think once we met him, we did.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, the live gigs, of course, we're in a situation at the moment with COVID, but in that time, and now you're coming back, are you really looking forward to coming back to performing back on stage and hopefully doing a world tour?
Yeah. We were geared up, ready to go. I mean, when everything shut down in the States around the 11th of March, I think it was something like that, we always to go on tour June 6th. My kids were excited. We were picking out what bus we were all going to be on and what bunks they were going to be in. And Natalie's boys, who are both in bands, she has two boys each in separate bands. Yep. They were going to be our opening acts, and they were all practicing, ready to open for us.
How
we had
wonderful.
So many things ready to go. This is as family. You know, not even to mention just, you know, trying to figure out how we were going to do the staging and the routing. And I mean, we had all the cities set to go, and then bam.
Yeah.
COVID.
Wow. How good is that? The family have come together. You've got kids are supporting you guys. That is just wonderful. I want to ask you though, and I want to get more educated on this. We know, well, not knew you as the Dixie Chicks, and you've changed your name now to the Chicks. Can you educate us on the word Dixie? Why did you remove that from your name?
Dixie here, I live in the South. I still live in Texas, as my sister does, and Natalie was born and raised in the South. You know, what I thought the word Dixie meant was something different than what I was educated to now know what the word Dixie means to me growing up. And when we chose that name when I was quite young, I thought of Dixieland music as, you know, New Orleans style music and the banjo, and Dixie was the South, but I never knew there was this connection to slavery and the Confederacy. And so Dixie are a group of states that are just south of the Mason-Dixon line and referred to as Dixie because Dixon, Mason-Dixon line. So I don't know that I was ever told about that and the connection to slavery. It's just, you know, and I even live in Dixie. So
yeah, I thought the same. I actually thought the same because I thought, okay, you've changed your name, but hang on, maybe I've missed something. What is bad about Dixie? And I didn't know that story. So that's quite interesting. But we've all learned something. Have your fans taken to it okay?
I feel like the fans, when we were... So there was about a very awkward, uncomfortable two-week period where, with as you've seen in the news, you know, the Black Lives Matter, it did not originate at this time. There was a resurgence of the Black Lives Matter movement and a call to stop police brutality and to move the country forward with some new reforms, right?
Yeah.
So we were feeling this for quite some time that Dixie was associated with this hurtful time in our past as a country, but we didn't know how to go about it. I mean, we've been a band for 30 plus years. How do you change a name? And so the fans were they were, as people were calling us out saying, well, when are the Dixie Chicks going to change their name? A lot of that noise were people that weren't fans. And so Our fans stood up and said, well, why should they? We know where their politics lie. They don't need to change their name.
Yeah.
But we personally felt like we needed to.
Wow. Ah, wow. That's an incredible story. Well, it is good to have you guys back. So long. But the album, Gaslighter, fifth studio album, it's out. Sleep at Night, the new single. Marty, it's so good to have you on the Random 30. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us. Can't wait for you to come to where you are.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Be there when everything is possible.
Yeah. When it all passes over, and hopefully it's very, very soon. We would love to have you in Australia.
Thank you. We always come to Australia.
Yep.
I don't think we've missed a tour.
Yep.
So we will be there.